Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello and welcome to Bizarre Conspiracies. My name is Eric Patino, and with me, as always, is
Conrad Toll. And you're listening to one of the wackiest podcasts on this side of the internet, I guess.
That's for sure.
Now, so, Eric's got a surprise for me.
Total surprise. I haven't told Conrad at all what we were going to do today. Today, we're going to be talking about 10 crazy conspiracy theories that you've never heard of.
Okay.
How does that sound, Conrad?
I mean,
Are you scared a little bit?
I love learning about conspiracy theories. It's like one of my favorite things about doing this podcast is I get to go out there and actually, it's part of my job here to just dig into all the crazy stuff that's out there. So yeah, there's 10 more on my list. Man, this is good.
Now, you're kind of crazy like me, so you've probably heard at least a few of these, maybe. We'll see how many you've heard of, but for everybody else, I had to dig deep. I had to go to strange places like 4chan and subreddits. So let's get this crazy list started. At number one, we have Saddam Hussein had a Stargate. Have you ever heard about this one, Conrad?
I mean, I've heard of some crazy stuff about Saddam Hussein. I've heard from Saddam Hussein's right to Saddam Hussein worked for the FBI to Saddam Hussein still alive to Saddam Hussein was...
I think that Saddam Hussein still alive is like the most popular.
Yeah, but Saddam Hussein has a Stargate.
Yeah.
What kind of a Stargate?
Well, the paragraph goes as 90s action flick Stargate stars Kurt Russell as a military man who leads a team of soldiers into another dimension through an ancient alien portal called a Stargate. Great movie idea, but it appears Saddam Hussein might have discovered a real one during his reign. The origins of the Stargate date back to 3000 BC when the ancient Sumerians believed by... some to be aliens coming to Earth using the device. The general gist of the conspiracy suggests Saddam Hussein found the Stargate while restoring an old temple in Baghdad and began to mess around with it. Somehow, America got word, and the next thing you know, the Bush administration had declared war on Iraq and invaded the country in hopes of securing the machine. While there's no evidence to support these claims, self-styled Australian extraterrestrial expert Dr. Michael Shella has written a paper on a conspiracy and is the main reason why it continues to have legs. Okay, so I've never heard of this doctor before, but I love the detail of this paragraph that someone wrote out. I absolutely love it. Do you think Saddam Hussein had a Stargate? I would love to believe it.
I want to say it's one thing. I have heard about Saddam Hussein digging around in the old Babylon area. I've definitely heard that one. So that makes sense. For those who need like a refresher, this is Saddam Hussein, not Osama bin Laden. Right. Saddam Hussein was the leader of Iraq and for a good number of years.
Yes, Saddam Hussein is the one that we hung.
And he I thought he was supposedly hung by his own people.
Well, I mean, whether it was us or them, we were there. He was hung. in front of a crowd while...
In 2004, right? Or was it 2006?
2000. It had to be 2004.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But he, yeah. Before all of that, though, there was the Iran-Iraq War, which was a war between Iran and Iraq, as the name suggests, that raged for 10 years, where Saddam Hussein was actually backed by the U.S., and the French government warring against Iran. And it went on for a long time, and it went back and forth, I think three times. It started with Saddam Hussein invading Iraq. Iran had a higher, I think has a higher population. And so they would had an initial technological advantage, and then they started losing, and then... Anyway, it went back and forth, and then what would happen is the U.S. would give like a surge of money or a surge of weapons or equipment, and the Soviets, because this was back in the 70s, would give weapons to the Iranians. It was a proxy war of the Cold War, pretty much. And it was the first... anyway, I'm making this too long.
That's all right.
I could totally see... Because Saddam Hussein, he was inflated in the ego. His brain was, he was extremely religious. He also loved the old stories. He was enthralled with mythology. And he was also as gullible as you could believe. He thought WWE fighting was real.
Wow. Well, with the whole believing in like old myths and stuff, kind of remind very similar to Hitler, actually.
I could see him digging into Babylon, looking for an ancient weapon.
Oh, I could totally see that, yeah.
And getting his hands on some sort of Stargate. And like, if he got his hands on a Stargate, I could see this FBI being like, ooh, mine, I take.
Are you ready for number two?
I am.
Number two, the Hadron Collider's real purpose is to awaken an Egyptian god. This isn't like a totally crazy conspiracy, though. I think we've talked about this one before, but it's less known. Let's just say that. The paragraph goes as the Large Hadron Collider is a marvel of modern science. 27 kilometers in length and buried 175 meters below the surface of the France-Swiss border. This incredible piece of machinery is the world's largest and highest energy particle collider.
Accelerator.
Yeah. Its purpose is to answer questions about physics, such as if extra dimensions exist, what dark matter really is, and hopefully deliver more proof about the God particle, which is what many believe caused the Big Bang. But there might be a sinister reason for the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider. Russian researchers, Professor Irina blah 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 whatever, and Dr. Igor Valovac, totally butchering those, but whatever, claim the machine is really used to create a wormhole that will open a gateway. So an evil god, some say Osiris, the Egyptian god of death. Others say Shiva, the great destroyer from Hinduism, can return and wreak havoc on Earth. Just what we need after everything we've been through this year. So what do you think about that claim?
I think that would be a great cat for this year.
They do have a statue of Shiva at on their property. So that's not far-fetched. That's not too far-fetched.
I think it's in the wrong area, though. I mean, I would imagine that they would like take that and build it in, I don't know, Egypt or something if they were going to do that. But I will say this one thing. If there is any water in this conspiracy, which I'm of the two, the Stargate of Saddam Hussein and this one, I'm leaning more towards Saddam Hussein being... more sane, but
really, I think I'm leaning more towards this
one. In France, right now, they are building a fusion reactor, not a fission reactor, a fusion reactor that fuses hydrogen molecules together, releasing massive amounts of energy, way more than a fission atom uranium reactor.
Interesting.
And the way that they make it work, that this fusion reactor, the thing that they've never been able to do with fusion that they can do now, is they use a particle accelerator to build a wall of force, pretty much, around the hydrogen while it's fusing, and that holds the plasma that it creates in check, because the plasma is extremely, extremely difficult to contain all that intense energy. And so it's be so hot, they can't actually make any metal that can, or a stone that can withstand the heat of fusion. So that's why they're using this particle accelerator shield in order to do it. So if there's anything in this particle accelerator business that has to do with it, I say it'd be more of the fusion reactor that you'd be looking at, and that this particle accelerator is just like a test and a stepping stone to building the fusion reactor, which would be awakening the god. That's just my my little twist.
Interesting. That I put on. Okay.
Both in France. Project ITA is what it's called, I think. Project ITA.
We'll have to look into that.
And it's being funded by the U.S., so there's that.
Oh, we're definitely going to look into that for a future episode.
They expect it to be finished in 3 years. 3 years. When it's,
okay.
At least that was its deadline a couple of years ago.
It's probably already actually done, and they're just doing underground experiments right now. Okay, number three. Finland doesn't exist. Time for a silly one. Similarly, to those who think the flat Earth theory, there are people out there who legitimately don't believe that Finland exists. Seriously, during the Cold War era, Japan and Russia, then the Soviet Union, shared a secret stretch of the Baltic Sea, fearing legal reprisals for breaking the international fishing laws. I don't know why that's there. The two countries spread the idea that the country called Finland existed in that stretch of the ocean. This allowed the Japanese to fish to their heart's content, as long as they give a share of the profits to Russia. Apparently, they're actually living in small towns throughout Sweden, Estonia, and Russia. This theory popped up on Reddit in 2015 and has gathered many thousands of Finland deniers ever since. I don't know about that one. I mean, okay, so
the issue is that the
issue is that there actually is Finland. But I mean, come on, people, they have their own army. Come on. Come on.
And they're joining NATO now.
I heard about that.
So
didn't they like despise NATO for so long?
Yeah. I mean, there was a whole political thing over that. But hey, when Russia looks like it's invading people, and Russia's all hooked up in
Ukraine, are they joining NATO to like end the argument of their country not existing? Like, hey, we exist. We're NATO.
Or is this NATO being like, wait a minute, we figured out Finland doesn't exist, and then it's like, hey, Russia, your imaginary friend decides it likes us better, and it's like an inside joke between Russia and NATO. We're like, yeah, we're accepting Finland into our alliance. Ha ha. And then it's like, and the Russians are like, yeah, it doesn't exist, but we can't say it doesn't exist, but it's joining NATO. And this is like an unusual circumstance.
Yeah.
What's number four?
Number four, the ice bucket challenge. Do you remember the ice bucket challenge? It was like really popular a few years back. Well, okay. Celebrities were pouring ice buckets of ice water over themselves to raise money for charities, right? Or so we believed. Turns out what they were actually doing was a satanic purification ritual in readiness for the devil to make his long-awaited return to Earth.
So
that was it. That was it. That's it.
But I have questions, though.
Sure.
I have so many questions. Well, what did this entail for like the regular, ordinary Joe and Jane who did the ice bucket challenge? Because I know people have done the ice bucket challenge. Were they in on the ritual?
Let me tell you something, Conrad. When the average Joe decides to be a Catholic, does he know what he's getting himself into? Of course not. He thinks he's going worshiping God, but really he's worshiping all these saints. He doesn't know better, right? So
what you're saying is, what I'm getting is, if it, like, the ice bucket challenge was started as like this part of this satanic thingy, and then so these people are like, I don't know, giving Satan spirit energy of some kind by completing the ice bucket challenge, and like the
let me tell you
everybody else to get in on it.
Do you want me to tell you who the secret I don't know who you would say founder of this ritual is, supposedly?
I want to know.
Bill Gates.
I believe it now. I mean, if it was Bill Gates, gotta be satanic.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Oh, and apparently Oprah Winfrey. Yeah.
That's not satanic.
Because she participated in the ice bucket challenge.
Okay. Okay. I'm keeping a score of which one I'm ranking them from, like, most believable to least believable.
Okay. Shall we move on then?
Yes.
Number 5. Israel uses GPS-equipped sharks to kill their enemies. So this one is totally bonkers. In 2010, a number of shark attacks occurred off the coast of Egypt, which is nothing new. What got these sharks more press than usual, though, was when one of the governors, Mohammed Aldu, I'm not going to say the rest, came out and declared Israel's secret agency, Mossad, were behind the attacks. Not only did he claim they committed the murders, but they did so using attacked sharks they'd personally trained to kill on unsuspecting swimmers. More shark attacks happened, leading to even more wild stories about Mossad's shady dealing with the fisherman's deal in training sharks. I don't know, including one from Mustafa Ismail. Again, probably going to stop there. I don't know. Who claimed the covert agency had been using sharks with GPS trackers as assassins.
So what would the GPS trackers do? Would they send signals to the sharks and control the sharks using the GPS, or would it just to let them know where the sharks were?
I think it's just so they know where the sharks are. So they would train the sharks, put them in an area, right, and have them attack whoever's in that area.
Uh-huh.
And they would keep count of their sharks through... Yeah, through the GPS. So, I mean, this theory is really out there.
More believable.
Really out there.
Yeah. I mean, if it was attacking, I don't know, predominantly people from Gaza, I could see how that would make it more believable. But I don't see any reason why the Israelis would be terrorizing the Egyptian, trying to keep them out of the water like it's some sort of a Jaws horror movie.
Right.
Unless there's some sort of a treasure or something off the port of Egypt they're trying to scare people away from so they can go in and steal it or something.
Maybe.
But I don't... One of the main things you got to look for is motive. And I don't know why they would... Because it's not like they were killing anyone famous, right? It wasn't like they were going after diplomats.
Well, I mean, it's a covert agency, right? I mean, we don't know what their motives are. It could be anything.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're just killing a regular Joe and Schmo on the beach, then what you're doing is terrorism. And terrorism...
Very true. Well, what's the motive? You've then, ripped this theory apart.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, just because, like, the theory is they're alleging terrorism does not necessarily mean that there's no motive there. So they've got to have a motive to want to do terrorism. And then what's the terror? Because it's not like they're like, we're the ones, they're not like a claim of responsibility for it. Now, if the Israeli group responded to that and said, oh, yes, that's us, where are the guys teaching the sharks to go eat you? Then I could say, maybe opening up to a different type of terrorism, but it's like covert terrorism. They're trying to make people afraid of the water to stay out of the water. I don't know. Not enough information, I think, really, to make a judgment on motive there.
Sure.
But To me, it's just I'll save my conclusions on that one.
We'll move on to the next ridiculous
for the ranking.
One. Number six, Barack Obama can control the weather. Okay.
Ooh.
Hurricane Sandy was one of America's worst natural disasters, causing close to $70 billion in damages and killing 233 people. As president, Barack Obama committed hundreds of millions to support those affected. Some newspapers and online criticisms of the president speculated that he had created the hurricane himself. As much as I'd like to say they believed Obama has magic powers and can control the weather like Storm from X-Men, it's a little less exciting. The president is said to have used the High Frequency Active Aerial Research Program, Alaska-based scientific initiative to study the ionosphere? There we go. To create a hurricane, thereby granting his re-election.
Because, okay, so the idea is, Obama felt as though that in order to boost his popularity, responding to a disaster would do that. So he created a disaster that he would then resolve.
It's not unheard of.
Hero. No, no, no. This is totally something that politicians do.
Yeah.
So I'm just like trying to get like the full theory. Because it was like it came in the information piecemeal, so I'm trying to stick it all together. So, I mean, that would be a nice. I mean, a hurricane would be. I think a disaster that you would want to, because you know the people's political popularity peaks right after they some sort of thing like Bush's highest popularity was right after 9/11.
Sure.
So if Obama's trying, he'd be doing the same thing. But then the issue, so the issue is not, could this be the case? The issue is, no, the motive is there. Okay, we got motive, capability, creating a hurricane. Oh boy. Okay.
It's an interesting one. It's an interesting one.
Yeah, but I have a theory. Okay. I'm going to counter theory this.
Sure.
This theory was created to tank Obama's popularity that spiked about is rising over a naturally occurring hurricane. I that theory.
Well, you know, these disasters and then, I'm going to fix it by helping millions that were affected by it. Doesn't work out all the time, right? I mean, it didn't work out for Trump and COVID, so.
No, it most certainly didn't.
No, if that was the plan, boy, did it backfire.
And also, the response to Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah.
That one also backfired. So you could see how, I mean, it would be a gamble for sure.
I mean, you never know how it'll go.
Yeah, so. I think there'd probably be, because you could think of all the money that was spent, right?
Sure.
You could reallocate that money into maybe other ways that could boost your popularity. Like, if you threw that money towards, I don't know, paying off the government's debt or something, and then do like a whole parade thingy around, like, oh, look how much debt I paid off of the government thing. I reversed balanced budget sort of a thing. That would probably, because I think that's one thing that's, isn't that one of the things that's universally by both sides of the party, one of the things that everybody agrees on is, hey, a lower debt, better, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know. But hey, I'm not a political strategist. Maybe political strategists were all going, hey, create a hurricane.
We'll see how Conrad ranks all these once we're past the last one. But moving on to number seven, the Red Cross is using everyone's blood donations for satanic rituals. Something sinister is going on with the blood donations at the Red Cross collections. Sometimes they sell it for profit, and other times the government uses it for bio warfare testing. Most shockingly, the Illuminati uses it for satanic rituals. So this one's just like speculating, really. There's like, they're not really saying like, hey, I know this for a fact that the Illuminati is using this for satanic rituals.
Okay.
But it kind of makes maybe.
Let's look at it. Blood. Obviously, that's a main component of a ton of satanic rituals, right?
Sure.
So we got all this blood going into this thing. And does anyone do like an accountability check? Because like,
I'm sure they do.
Well, I mean, have you seen it? Have you heard of it? Because like when you're talking about like a nonprofit, right? And they get all this money. We hear all the time of people abusing nonprofits' money, right? But
sure.
Is there an accountability group for like gallons of blood?
Well,
and it's probably not strictly watched as money because money has this long history of being abused. I don't think people are expecting any sort of corruption in the blood world. Another thing.
Very true.
It's a nonprofit. People are given, right? It's one of those happy, like you go in and you donate blood and you come out and you have this happy feeling of, I did good today. I did this thing that I get no benefit for, just for being a good person. You know, I get a smiley face sticker, sort of a moment, right? Mm-hmm. That's the sort of emotion that scammers love to prey on. A lot of these groups that, the nonprofits steal money, like the horrible nonprofits, the money actually never gets to where it's going, or like they buy a ton of food and they ship it over there on a ship, but then they don't actually plan on distributing it or something, and all the food rots inside a warehouse somewhere.
Mm.
All of these are the ones that have the most feel-good commercials, the ones that have all the little tags and stickers and all of that, just like the Red Cross. So, I mean, it's the perfect environment for corruption. It's the perfect...
I think we found Conrad's favorite theory.
Yeah, so far. Yeah, right now, it's my favorite. I don't know. Okay.
And moving on, because we got a few minutes here. Number 8, ancestry DNA kits are being used by the government to track everyone. I can believe it. I can totally believe it. Ancestry DNA kits are actually kind of genius. Not only are you paying to give the government samples of your DNA, but you're also letting them do research on you, your family, how they can track you, learn about your genetics, and keep records of your extremely personal information. I totally believe it. I believe it.
Yeah, I've not heard this as a conspiracy theory before. I've heard this as a genuine concern.
You're like, this is not a conspiracy. This is true.
Have you heard of H3H3?
I have,
something
yeah.
like that? That. So he did that. And one of the things that he was concerned with, I think he mentioned it, or maybe occurred to me when I was watching it, is he's Jewish.
Mm.
People have been killed for being Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
He just put himself in a registry thingy that kind of marks himself as being Jewish. So, if somebody decided they wanted to kill a certain, you know, do genocide, not necessarily Holocaust again, but like any group, anyone wanted to do any sort of killing over ancestry, which has been done so many times throughout history.
Oh, yes.
Why would you want to put, like, so I was thinking, like...
DNA ancestry is because you learn about your family from the past, where you came from.
And I know a fella, he was an orphan. He went on there, and he actually found his family through it. So yeah, there's definitely the allure to it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you went and did that...
I know you would never do it, Conrad.
Of course I wouldn't do it. But, but why would you want to put something... Because the odds are... There's going to be information in your data ancestry that you don't even know the answers to yourself.
Probably,
so
yeah.
You could be putting your go in there and find out that, hey, you're, you know, 1/16 of this one group that is in 400 years or whatnot from now is one of the groups that is targeted in some sort of a genocide. Do you really want to, I mean, you wouldn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's probably tons of people who were like, I don't know, a quarter Jewish in Nazi Germany, who didn't know that they were quarter Jewish. Nobody knew they were quarter Jewish. And if it wasn't for Ancestry.com, they wouldn't have been sent to the gulag.
Well, thank God Ancestry.com wasn't around then.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to move on to number 9.
Okay.
Number 9. There is an alternate reality on the other side of mirrors. What if the reason we can't walk through mirrors is because our reflection is always blocking us? Think about it. The thing that exists on the other side of mirrors is actually an alternate reality. Our doppelgangers live, on the other side, and every time you die, you're reincarnated as one of your doppelgangers in a mirror. That's something to think about. That one right there is probably my favorite.
I mean, that one's been actually done quite a bit in a lot of fiction.
I know.
Alice in Wonderland.
Sure.
The sequel to that is Through the Looking Glass, where she steps through a mirror. Mirrors are used as portals all over fiction.
I've always had a thing about mirrors, and I mean, this one, I loved it. I had to include it.
I mean, the mirrors throughout all sorts of almost every single mythology has included reflections, either in the water, in Greek mythology.
Very
there was
true.
In bronze shields there was a big deal about that one. Mirrors are all over the place. This one is definitely appeals to the fantasy side of me.
Yeah,
for sure.
There's an actual test that you can do, and nothing to do with like figuring out if there's an alternate reality on the other side. But it's been said, I've never done this before, I don't think I would, but it's been said that if you stare into the mirror long enough, you will start to see some really weird things happening. Okay, I'm going to leave you with that thought. Number 10, last one here. This one's going to be a big one.
All right.
It has to do with JFK. Keith Richards is JFK. This is a theory. Do you know who Keith Richards is?
Connor? I do not.
So Keith Richards is a guitarist for a British rock band, like from the, I don't know, 60s, 70s. Easily one of the most bizarre conspiracy theories this year, that the Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards is in fact President John F. Kennedy. Members of the QAnon sect in Dallas floated the easily disprovable claim after they believed JFK Jr. would reveal himself at the Dealey Plaza earlier this year. Once the prediction event failed to come true due to JFK Jr. having been dead for decades, QAnon followers said both JFK and his son would reveal themselves at a Rolling Stones concert at Dallas Cotton Ball Stadium. QAnon followers shared pictures and posts from inside the stadium and were convinced that Keith Richards, born southeast of England in 1943, was in fact the 35th president of the United States. A user with more than 1,000 subscribers wrote that the concert, yeah, Keith Richards is totally JFK Sr. This whole event is code for JFK, the arrival. So there you go. There's your top 10 crazy conspiracy theories you've never heard of. What'd you think, Conrad? Give me your quick impressions. Give me your tier list.
Okay, so starting with the craziest. Oh boy. Well, it's a bit of a tie-up. I'm going to have to go give the craziest one to Obama hurricane.
Oh, the Obama can control the weather?
Which is kind of weird. When you look at all the other ones going, that one's the craziest. But
yeah,
the one that makes that one the weirdest is, it's just, where did, I don't know.
It's just unusual. It's unusual.
It's a hurricane is such a powerful thing. I really do believe that the hurricane is currently far beyond the human ability.
I don't know. If you've heard the stories coming out from HARP that that HARP can control the weather, if that's true, I can believe that the president would have some kind of say in like, hey, can you make a hurricane over here in this region?
Yeah, but then also aiming it.
That's true. is true. Okay. Yeah. What was next up? Yeah.
Jewish sharks. I don't think that's kosher.
No.
And then I'm gonna have to put Finland does not exist as the next not believable one. The issue with that is I've seen too many pictures of Finland. I've seen too many Finns, and I know about the Finnish-Russian war.
Right.
There's just a little too much information about Finland.
Yeah. One of my favorite bands of all time is from Finland, so
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the main things people bring up when they're saying Finland doesn't exist is, well, have you ever met anyone from Finland? And the thing is, well, sort of. I haven't met them personally, but I've seen pictures and I've heard people talk about them.
The Finnish band that I really love, my favorite band, is a band called Him. And they're from Helsinki, Finland. And I've seen the band live twice. So there has to be a Finland. Like, I've seen these people live on stage. It wasn't a hologram. It wasn't like a Tupac hologram. It was the real deal. What's next on your list?
The Collider in France being to awaken an evil god.
I like that one. I mean, I believe it.
I mean, it's pretty cool, but it leaves a lot of plot holes. Why do you need a collider exactly to do it? Like, how exactly does this all work?
To rip open a hole in space and time.
Yeah, but...
It's the God particle, man. It's what created everything. It's what's going to end everything, apparently.
Okay, but why now? Not why now, but well, why...
Why not,
I mean,
now?
There's a lot... I mean, obviously, now's the best time. I agree. But... why hasn't it happened now? I mean, the Collider's been around for several years at this point.
Working out the kinks?
And we haven't seen anything.
I don't know. People are saying the reason we have Mandela effects is because of the Hadron Collider. So maybe they're working through the kinks. The
Mandela effect thing makes a little more sense. It's uncontrolled. It's just weird. It's random. Targeted, right. Though. That one, I don't know. It doesn't have the same perk for me.
Okay. Really quick. Give me your favorite one.
Favorite one?
Yeah.
Most certainly Ancestry.
Ancestry or Red Cross?
I mean, Red Cross is a close second. I love me vampire stories. But Ancestry, I mean, that one is, it's not even a conspiracy theory. I mean, we all know that the internet's spying on us. And people are putting the biological information right there. I mean, Google for sure has got it stored away somewhere. True. If it isn't Google, I mean, if it hasn't gone to the government, then it's Google doing it. One of the two.
Google, it's Facebook.
Yeah.
The metaverse. We need to talk about that one day.
And if it's not that, then it's the CCP, what do you call it? Social credit score. We're getting bad grades on our DNA.
Oh, man. Imagine if we had...
Our dishonorable ancestry, our ancestors are, I don't know, give us bad scores.
Imagine if we had China's insane life score.
Yeah, I think ours would be through the floor.
We would find
the floor.
We wouldn't have any people left.
No. I'm saying me and you would be defining the floor. Oh. I'd be like, oh, so what's zero? Well, let's see where Eric and Conrad are. There they are. Okay, they put a new podcast out. The floor is now here.
Yep. All right, well, I hope you've enjoyed that crazy top 10 list. And hey, you know what? If you like it, I'll try and find more crazy, unbelievable conspiracy theories that you've never heard of. I can dig deeper. I promise. There's so many more posts on 4chan that I can go through. But anyways, final words, Conrad.
Ooh. Oh man, that one was crazy. I really enjoyed this one.
It was fun, right?
But I do want to hear other people's top 10 because like there's a few of them I'm looking at and like, is this one 8 or is this one 7? I don't know. So I definitely like to hear from the folks out there. How would you rank them and why?
Yeah. And if you have a theory that we didn't cover or isn't talked much, please share it with us. You can email us at bizarreconspiracies@gmail.com. That's one word, bizarreconspiracies@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.